God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We're continuing our sermon series through the fruit of the Spirit. Last couple of weeks, we took a look at the fruit of love, the fruit of joy. Today, we'll be taking a look of the word for peace. And first of all, let me start with the opposite as a better way of sort of describing the word. Usually when we start thinking of the opposite of peace, we start thinking about war. And when we start thinking about war, the natural cliche comes to my mind, it's always easier to tear something apart than it is to build something up. Hence, God, as he takes a look at that word for peace, attaches a very interesting concept to it. Peace as far as having a good sense of well-being. Peace, as far as having wholeness, as far as having completeness. Peace is a result of God's grace. It's a little bit different than our world's sense of peace. Because in our world, we're looking for peace as far as the elimination of conflict between nation and nation. And it doesn't have to just be at nations. How many homes are also lacking peace, where there seems to be even conflict at home, or within the family, even at work, even on the way to your recreational activities? There seems like there is always conflict around us. And to strive for peace between all nations of the world, some would say that's an impossibility. What about peace at home? Is that even possible? Again, some would probably say it depends on the home, but for some homes, maybe peace is never possible. But with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he gives a different sense of peace. You see, he's not necessarily looking at that division between nations or even the divisions within homes. He's looking at a more important division, the division that separates humanity from God. That division was caused because of sin. And Christ alone is the one who brings peace. He is the one who heals that division with his death upon the cross, his substitution act for the forgiveness of our sins. So he truly does bring peace into our lives. Maybe not peace the way that the world would want it, but the peace the way that God wants it. What does God want above all things? He wants to be in relationship with you. He wants you to be with him for eternal life. So God establishes this peace. Peace is established by God through grace, and this is objective. Jesus Christ dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. But because of that objective grace coming to us through that gospel message, it changes us. As we are now in a relationship with God, we now bear fruit. And one of those fruits is the word peace. So we have to ask ourselves, how well do you bear that fruit of peace? If peace is the opposite of war, sort of building up, let me ask you, by your own words, by your own thoughts, by your own actions, are you encouraging and building others up? Encouraging them and lifting them up through God's grace. Remember, unfortunately, our sinful nature kicks in, and it's always easier to tear things apart, including other people. Even with the simplest words, we can do it. And it's a lot harder to put people back together again. Consider for a moment the example of someone who takes a deck of cards and tries to build a house out of it, where you carefully stack one card and balancing it upon another card. I was never very good at this. I tried with all my heart to build that sort of deck of card type house. But it would always fall apart all too quickly. And if I ever did get at least a couple of these levels established, it would just take one little wind, one little touch, in the wrong place, at the wrong time, and everything falls apart. Destruction is always easier than assembly. God knows that. And so he says, I will give you the grace you need to help put together your own life, first of all, to give you that peace. I will give you the grace you need not only to put your own life together, because Christ does it for you, but to help you also be that tool and instrument for the Holy Spirit to work through you to help put the lives of other people together. All this is completely done by God's grace, because we can't do it by ourselves. We need someone to bring peace into our lives. Peace that the world does not give. Peace that comes from above. So a couple Bible passages I need to include for today. From John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus very clearly names it and says, you know, if you're looking for peace, you're not going to find it in this world. In this world, you're going to find tribulation. You will find trials. You will find afflictions. If you're looking for true peace, true well-being of the person, having your soul settled and your mind at ease and your life at peace, you don't need a vacation. You need eternal life. The things of this world will never put you at perfect peace. Perfect peace only comes by being reattached to the Creator. So God gives us this peace. It's not perfect yet. It will be when we get to heaven above. But while we're still on this side of heaven, the Lord gives you that peace for strength. He gives you that peace for well-being. He gives you that peace for wholeness. Because he understands what it's like to live in the world. Jesus is God who has taken on flesh and blood. He lived in this world full of sin, full of tribulation, full of turmoil and trial. And he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So we have to ask ourselves, do we truly understand what peace is? That it comes from God, and do we truly believe that God can and does convey peace? That's the question. Because if we do not believe that peace comes from God and that God can convey peace to us, then we're going to be really lost in this world. We'll be suffering with lots of tribulation, a lot of heartache, without hope. But God doesn't want us to be suffering without hope. He wants us to be realizing that His grace is with us, His power of peace and providence is always there, that He does care for you. He is concerned about your soul, what's going on in your lives. And He sends His peace. In Romans chapter 14, verse 19, Paul reminds the Romans and reminds us, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. And I love that word, mutual upbuilding, because in this Bible verse, there's an implication that Paul basically says, let's pursue this peace. Let's go after this peace for a twofold purpose. First of all, to build ourselves up with God's grace, and to build others up with that same grace. Paul has a good understanding of that need for peace in our lives, and for that need for that peace to flow from our lives. Like our opening hymn that describes peace like a river. A river that would come from God to us, and a river that would come from God to us, through us, to other people. Again, this is designed to upbuild, to uplift. Unfortunately, our sinful nature too quickly would rather tear things apart. So in the midst of our lives, in the midst of our trials, do we truly see our Lord and Savior as the one who brings peace, who gives peace, and gives peace to you, to settle your hearts, to settle your minds, to make you whole while you're living in this world of tribulation and for you to bear fruit? How by your actions and by your words have you encouraged and built other people up? I'm talking about more than just saying, I like your tie, but in truly encouraging someone. Because we all face those trials and tribulations of this world. We all have those heartaches. We all need that peace that comes from God. And we need each other. You see, God puts us in this community of believers for a reason, to encourage one another in the faith. And that's where that peace comes in. As we have been made whole through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can help touch other people and make them whole. What am I alluding to? Well, very often as Christians, we talk about how because of our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are part of the body of Christ. That's that special, unique relationship that Christ puts us in. Because we are part of the body of Christ, we in turn, through His Holy Spirit, can help other people. Help other people also realize that they are part of the body of Christ. That God loves all people. That He wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So God gives us this peace. This peace that helps settle our mind. This peace that helps us deal with our anxious thoughts and our worries. A full trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A trust for forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Yes, as Christians, we need to hear that word of peace. But also as Christians, we need to bear that fruit of peace. Instead of tearing other people down, we need to build them up. The same way our Lord and Savior builds us up with His word and sacrament, with His gospel message, a message of love, of forgiveness, a message of joy, a message of peace. These are all part of the fruit of the Spirit. And as we finish this third fruit, so to speak, we come to a very interesting division point within the fruit of the Spirit. The best way to describe this is that we have just finished the first triad, so to speak, the first set of three in three sets of three, totaling nine. Two more triads left. Again, we see a little bit of the handprint of the triune God in action. How He speaks, how He works, how He works through you in producing fruit, and how that fruit is named in God's word. So this day we rejoice that God gives us peace, settles our hearts, our minds, tells us not to be anxious, but to trust in Him above all things. And then He says, go and bear fruit. Share that peace, that love, that joy, to help uplift, build up others, so that they too may enjoy the peace that comes from our Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you and to everyone. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.